It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, it's our school district update. We are visiting with Wellington Elementary Principal Paulie Vogrenik, and they've always got great things going on out there, the home of the Warriors. And, you know, we started school. They just had parent-teacher conference a couple of weeks ago, and they've got some really cool things that are happening out there that the kids are going to get to be involved in. There's a research grant that they had have received from USU, and they're getting a greenhouse as part of this research grant. We'll talk about that. Of course, you know what? It's close to the beginning of the year. One of the big things that everybody wants to hit on, it's reading. We'll spend some time talking with that, and then we'll wrap up talking about Red Ribbon Week, fire safety. Those are right around the corner, as well as, you know what, positive reinforcement of, you know, how the kids act and treat each other out there at the school. I know that's always a big thing too. So Paulie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's dive right in and talk about, well, first, let's back up just a moment. How are things going at Wellington Elementary this year?
You know what? It's been going amazing. Our enrollment is up. We have quite a few new faces at our school, students. We have about 30 new students that we didn't have before. So it's really nice to have a lot more faces and a lot more students in our building. So we've started the year off great, and so we're just keeping going with that momentum.
All right, so let's dive right in. We talked before we came on the air about this research grant that is from USU, and there's a couple of other schools that are involved. So let's talk about that for just a moment.
Yeah, we were approached by USU Eastern. One of the professors there, that they had a grant available, and they were looking for a local school. So we're one of the elementaries in the state, and there's another elementary up in Logan. I have three teachers at my school that have been working for about the past year with USU, the teachers in Logan, USU Eastern, University of Pembroke is another. They work with some people out there. And they've been reviewing lesson plans and helping revise lesson plans so that these lessons can be taught through this research grant in conjunction with, I think it's the USDA. And so we're pretty excited in conjunction with the grant. We do get to get a greenhouse. And so it's been kind of nice. The stuff has been showing up, the shed and all the stuff that is going to be used for this grant. So we'll be excited to have it all in place and be ready for our students to get to use it now.
And that's what you said. Now we've been talking about it for a year now, and it's kind of cool because parts are starting to show up and get ready to roll with it. So, and you said it'll deal with like native flowers and bees, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we get the student, they'll have so many flower or raised garden beds and stuff. And some of the garden beds will be designated for the research project. And part of it has to do with like native flowers and bees and different things, water things, and then the kids will get to choose what they plant in the other beds. And so it's going to be interesting. We'll have rain barrels to do the water. And so I'm excited that my teachers, they're pretty excited. They've been really working hard on this. So we can't wait to see it put in place for our students to use it
and now
benefit.
And now the kids can go around telling everybody that they're researchers for Utah State University.
That's right. You know, that sounds great.
All right. And then we talked about, you know, every year different schools set aside different goals for everything. And you've chosen this year. And you know what? It's great because it's one of those things that just kind of everything stems from. And Wellington Elementary is going to focus on reading again this year.
We are. We have chosen reading over the last few years as our main focus, and it's really nice. You know, we've seen great progress. It's interesting as we've worked through this program and this process that our students are getting on grade level, and now we're at a point where what do we do now that they are on grade level? And so finding extensions for our kids and some different projects and different activities for those kids who are already met their reading goals. So that's kind of a nice issue to have for our kids. We've also, this year and last year, we added a writing component to, so that the kids, you know, reading and writing go hand in hand. And so getting the kids to be able to write written responses and stuff for comprehension. So we've seen some great progress in getting the kids to do the writing part as well. So I'm pretty proud of my teachers. They work really hard on this, and you can see the great gains that our students are making.
And then another thing that always goes, you know, especially in the elementary schools, is, you know, citizenship and, you know, the social aspect and how students treat one another and treat teachers and things like that. What's your program look like there at Wellington Elementary?
We do have a positive behavior intervention system. So we focus on character traits. Our school counselor teaches character lessons. So we focus on certain things during the month. And then at the end of the months, we have what are called our Warrior Awards, and we recognize students who have had shown exemplary using those strategies that they've been taught. So, and then we have, they can earn hero points to shop in our hero store. They get to do different activities and stuff. So we have a lot of great things. This year we implemented what was called a positive office referral. So the teachers can refer a student for them to get sent to my office, and I do something fun with them. I have a prize for them, or I go into their classroom and celebrate them in front of their class, just to, you know, that coming to the office isn't always a bad thing. So we've implemented that positive office referral. So it's kind of been a great thing to get to recognize and celebrate those kids who have done some over the top things.
It really is. It's good to single those kids out and you know, and make a positive example of them, so to speak.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's wrap up with, you said in October you've got a couple of different things coming up. You've got Red Ribbon Week and Fire Safety Week. And what does those mean to the kids at the school?
You know, we have a great PTA that, we have a new PTA this year, and so they are in the middle of planning some great activities. We usually do, we look at it as positive, healthy choices more in the elementary, and being safe, doing things that are healthy rather than the typical Red Ribbon Week. We focus on healthy lifestyle choices. So they will be having lots of fun things to do, dressing up for things, activities. Usually during that week, we have different community people come in and go to recess and see the kids during lunch. So we usually have some police officers, sheriff's department, fire department, those kind of things. And we usually try to have fire safety. Wellington Fire Department's going to be doing some activities with the kids. So we're pretty excited. We'd like to involve our community and have our resources available to meet the kids and those kinds of things. So it will be kind of nice.
Sounds like a full slate of events going on out there at Wellington Elementary.
It's always busy.
And it's going to be Christmas before you know it. You got to look at it that way. That's weird.
Yeah, we're getting close to about the end of the quarter. So we've only got a few more weeks and it'll be the end of the quarter. So it's going fast.
All right. Principal Polly Volgrenick from Wellington Elementary, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.